Hello, welcome to Cloud Cover. My name is Chris Reisner, and today I've got a special guest. Ryan, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, for folks who might not remember me, my name is Ryan Dunn. Originally, I was on this show probably, 70 episodes ago at this point. It's been on for quite some time.
Like 120, something like that now?
Yeah, it's been doing great. I'm very proud of the fact that you guys have taken it around so long with it.
We like to think it's vastly improved since the early days.
Yeah. The technology's gotten much better. Yeah. The CGI is just is amazing.
It is amazing. How good they make me look. It's crazy.
Today, you're going to make me look really fat, right?
Yeah, we'll do our work, you know?
Yeah, all right. There we go. Now, I'm work for Aditi Technologies these days. My job is we run the IP for Aditi. So Aditi is a global partner for Microsoft. We do mostly Windows Azure consulting. We do a lot of different engagements with customers and partners with Microsoft. And as part of that effort, when I left Microsoft, I went to Aditi and we started up some IP and some product services. And part of that is we're going to take the learnings that we have from both our customers and what we know coming from Microsoft with the new platform, Windows Azure, and we're going to build out kind of some innovative products and not only introduce a different kind of business into Aditi, but also help our existing business, which is, you know, the traditional consulting and cloud engagements and things like that. Now, I lead up that team, and part of the reason I wanted to be here today is to talk about some of the things that we've been doing and make an announcement here that some of the folks watching the Cloud Cover show might actually be interested in.
Great. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to cover any news today, so we're actually going to get right into our feature presentation. So, Ryan, why don't you come and tell us what you had to show?
Sure. One of the projects that we've been working on is something called Project Brewmaster. Now, that name actually comes from Wade Wegner. Wade, as you might or might not know, and myself are avid home brewers.
Okay, great.
And so we took the term brewmaster to say, hey, this is a way that we can take and compose different applications, different VMs, topologies, things like that, to actually implement more of a solution or a set of applications in the cloud, as opposed to just deploying VMs and then manually going in and configuring them. So what we have today is Aditi Brewmaster is a capability for you to take and deploy things like SharePoint or Active Directory or SQL Server Always On. Some of these topologies that are more challenging to configure and run today if you had to go in and manually do it yourself. You know, you look at a lot of people who use Windows Azure, and they might be IT department heads, they might be senior developers, and they have a problem, which is, you know, someone tells them, hey, we need SQL Server Always On. And what do they typically do? Well, they spend 2 weeks figuring out, you know, all the right settings and things like that. Then they have to go and transfer that knowledge on. What does that do for the cloud platform? How does that interact with virtual networks and disk layouts and page files and things like that? And we find that you spend an inordinate amount of time trying to just figure out something that should be relatively simple. And we know that Amazon and other competitors have these solutions. CloudFormation, for instance, allows you to have a template, you take it, you deploy it, and about an hour later, you have SQL Server or SharePoint running. So what we're doing today is we're stepping into that space. We're saying, look, we can do this as well. We've built a general purpose provisioning engine. And on top of that, we're going to give you some templates where you can take those applications like SharePoint or SQL Server Always On, and in a matter of hours, because that's how long it takes to install some of these things, matter of hours, you can have Active Directory or SharePoint or SQL Server Always On or whatever application in the future you want up and running in a repeatable, consistent manner.
So the idea with Brewmaster is, you know, I use this, it's going to make me the IT pro or just someone who's trying to deploy something that Azure is going to make it a lot easier, a lot faster, and it's going to give me reproducible results.
Exactly. And a lot of times people have the need to, for instance, to deploy tests and development environments and production, right? So they spend all this time setting up tests, and if they're really good, they've done it in a scripted and repeatable way.
Right.
If they're not really good, they probably went into the VMs and they tweaked a few things here and there because they couldn't figure out how to script it.
Yep.
Then someone says, okay, now we need a QA environment, do that again. And they spend hours, and then they forget that one step.
Yeah, someone that's not very good at scripting, that's exactly what I would do.
Yeah. So what we have here today, we started with five templates. we thought, you know, this is the 80% scenario. This is where developers probably have some pain points and IT pros have some pain points today getting this up and running in Windows Azure. Those templates are things like we have a web farm, we have a way to show you to get the ARR reverse proxy, Active Directory, SQL Server in a HA configuration, not just SQL Server, but actually with a failover cluster, listeners, and up to, I think it's 5 VMs that you can have in that configuration, SQL Server always on. And then SharePoint using both AD and the highly available SQL backend, so you would have actually a, you know, a enterprise class SQL or SharePoint farm up and running using that highly available configuration.
Okay.
Now these templates are represent kind of just our first stab to prove out the provisioning engine.
Sure. Well, I do see it says more templates are coming soon.
Yeah, more templates are definitely coming soon. But more exciting is we're going to have a template SDK here. Why don't I show you what it looks like first, and we'll talk a little bit about the template SDK
Sounds good,
we're going and kind of timelines.
All right, let's do this.
All right, so the easiest thing to do is come to brewmaster@ddcloud.com. We'll probably put a link up there on the show,
You
would want brewmaster@ddcloud.com. You sign in today through ACS. You just associate one of your social logins, Yahoo, Facebook, whatever.
Yep.
And at that point, we give you this menu of deployments you can have. I'm going to take Active Directory as an example. What we'll do is we'll ask you for a published settings file. If you don't have one, we give you the opportunity to go to the portal and get one. We just select it. And at that point, once you have your published settings file, you can move along and we'll start to query the API to figure out, you know, what locations are you allowed to deploy in, what existing cloud services or VNets do you currently have.
Mm-hmm.
We know that some folks, you know, already have certain configurations like VNets and things up there, so we want to be able to work with what you have.
Great.
But at this point, we just choose one of the locations. I'll choose, West Coast. Let's do West. I'm going to choose a fully qualified domain name. Now, I don't care about the admin name. I'll take two servers. So this is going to deploy a forest route, and it's also going to deploy one DC into that VNet.
Mm-hmm.
And my machines will start with DC. At that point, we give you a little summary here, and we click Deploy. Fairly hard, I know.
That was very complicated.
Behind the scenes, obviously, we have a ton of other parameters that go into this, and we will expose some of those parameters as part of the template SDK. So we'll give you tight control over a specific VM's admin or password name.
Okay.
We'll give you more control over, you know, ports that you want on or off on the box, that kind of thing. Today, we said, look, let's make it as simple as possible, right? We will let you, as simple as possible, give you the RDP link if you want to go in, or you can go to the portal and turn additional ports on if we didn't get it quite what you wanted. So we'll give you that capability today.
Okay.
So we take a look here and we have different deployments. Now you can see I've deployed before Active Directory. I also have a few SharePoints in here. Now this one is interesting, right, because it actually failed.
Okay.
Now the reason it failed, if we go take a look at the logs, is as we're going through these ridiculous number of steps to set up SharePoint.
Sure. You've got log information for all of that.
Exactly. What we have is a core issue. So my subscription, I'm using MSDN account.
Sure.
I had 20 cores.
Right.
And if you deploy a serious SharePoint infrastructure, you're looking at 25 to 26 cores.
Sure.
And what happened was, you know, I ran out of cores.
Okay.
So basically, at this point, if it's a critical error that we can't handle, what we're going to do is we're going to try it a few times, and if we just can't get past it, we're going to put you into a state where we'll essentially stop that workflow, we'll freeze it, and then later, let's say you go fix the problem, like I call up and I get my cores lifted up to 50 or whatever I need, come back here, I can just hit redeploy. It remembers all the settings and all the steps that were previously there, and it will start the workflow over again and continue where it left off.
But I guess the good thing here is that it's still reflecting those, you know, safety measures, so I don't accidentally deploy, you know, 200 cores to my subscription and be like, what happened?
Exactly. So you still have all your quota limits and things that you need, you know, in Windows Azure that we can't exactly work around. And there's environmental issues. Surface Management API might be having a bad day that day.
Sure.
Happens occasionally, believe it or not. We will retry those. In a lot of cases, actually, after about a minute or so, they'll work. So we actually do have a retry mechanism in here to take care of those things. Now, if we come back to our list of deployments, you can see at this point in the details, we're already configuring a new cloud service, you know, in the West region. We're creating a new VNet. Here's kind of your subnet information, the things that you want declared in here. Mm-hmm. Now, as part of the template SDK, what we're going to do is we're going to take a pretty simple model of declaring an affinity group, a deployments, some VMs under that deployment, and in addition, some virtual network settings and things like that that you want. And we have a really nice fluent syntax builder for that. We're working out the exact syntax that we're going to use, right, as you can imagine. And what it'll do is it'll set up your entire Windows Azure environment. It'll produce a JSON file for you that you can hand edit, do whatever you want with. Mm-hmm. You'll produce this file, and you'll take that, you'll send it up to us, we'll validate it, just make sure it has a sanity check in there. Mm-hmm. And at that point, if it's valid, we'll save it into your account, and then you can just deploy that over and over and over again.
So how will I give you this JSON file? You say, send it.
Well, you'll send it up to us. We have, through the website, you'll be able to upload it. We also offer an API.
Okay.
In fact, everything this website is actually, this website is just a client. There's nothing magic that this website does. Everything it's doing, if you turned on Fiddler or you turned on the development tools here, you would see it's communicating over a shared key secret infrastructure. So when you provision, what we do is we set up a subscription for you and we give you a secret key. You will have API access to everything we do.
Okay.
Which means that after you provision, you can then also create your own automation tools.
Great.
If you wanted to deploy, say, every day a new development environment, or you know, every day a new QA, or once a week, or whatever it was, you never have to come to us to sign in and kick it off.
So I can automate the automation of my deployments?
You can automate the automation of your deployments, exactly. So again, we have this infrastructure here. We're going through, we're building out everything in it. And the next step, right, is after this 80% scenario where we say, here, we're giving you something broadly useful. Mm-hmm. A lot of people want to put these things up. They don't know how. Here's what we can do for you. We'll have a template SDK, and we'll take each one of these, and we'll show you what that SDK look, or that file, that configuration actually looks like.
Okay.
And then you can take that, tweak it, modify it, and go ahead and upload those to us, and we will do that work for you.
Okay, so like when we saw before, you know, there was some options for setting up the Active Directory, but there was other stuff we could choose.
Right.
We could take that JSON file, make those modifications that aren't maybe present in the UI, and then give that back. And
exactly. Say you had a different VNet settings, and you wanted to use different subnet ranges, right? We can let you do that.
Okay.
Or maybe you have your own special password you want to
use.
Or
whatever. It's 1234. Same as my luggage.
It's P@SSWORD1. Everyone knows that.
How did he know?
So now, long term, right, what we're going to also be doing here is setting up an environment where people can share templates. So maybe you have a really great template for, you know, a configuration or SharePoint with an indexing service or something like that, and you've tweaked it and you've got it working like you want it. Well, you can actually share those templates, and you'll be able to then take what other people have taken and kind of modified and tweaked and proven out, and use that yourself. And we'll make an environment, a kind of a marketplace, if you will, where you can share the templates that you've built. We're just trying to make it easy for folks here to get involved. And be able to deploy into Windows Azure with the least amount of friction and do it in a repeatable manner.
I like that.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the other thing, right? You're saying, wow, this is really great. Aditi, you guys done a wonderful job. What's in it for you, right?
Sure.
So, obviously, in addition to just building this to further the community, which we believe is important at Aditi, and also, you know, being a good partner with Microsoft, we're also going to be offering something called CloudCare with this. Now, you don't see it here today if you sign up, but we will have it imminently, which is, as part of this, if you would like, you can deploy, say, SharePoint, and then you can ask us to help you manage that, right? And there will be, you know, a charge for that, but what we'll do is we will monitor it, patch it, do kind of the general housekeeping thing. So we're going to make it super simple for you to deploy it, and we're going to make it really, really simple for you to have it managed for you as well.
Great.
Very, very frictionless.
But this portion of it, so this is all free?
This is all free
right now. The
deployment
stuff, part of it?
Yeah.
Great, okay.
Yeah, and when we release the template SDK, which is on track for early next year,
mm-hmm.
It will take care of the, I'll say, the other 20% scenarios where we didn't get what we wanted.
Sure.
We couldn't get you close enough, you know, and you want a very custom configuration. Now, behind the scenes, of course, we're using heavy use of the management API to mm-hmm. provision into Windows Azure, to configure things, things like that, get your storage accounts configured. You know, in SQL Server, you obviously, you need to create data disks. You don't want to put the databases on the same as the OS drive. And we're doing all this stuff that, you know, you need to do in
right.
Windows Azure specifically. We're doing that for you, and we're setting up best practices there. But as part of the template SDK, we're going to allow you to execute random scripts. Now, the random scripts on your VM, obviously not Brewmaster VMs, but we will allow you to, as part of that declaration, give us scripts and give us dependencies, like this script has to go before that script,
mm-hmm.
or this script has to wait until that thing is deployed and these three scripts run. We're going to give you some dependency ordering as well, and you'll be able to configure out an environment end-to-end with your own custom logic. You know,
okay.
anything you can do basically in PowerShell, you're going to be able to do here. We'll probably support command line as well,
okay,
so files.
Basically, any custom configuration I might need, though, it's going to
yeah.
be able to facilitate that as part of the whole deployment
yeah.
process.
Exactly. We're probably also going to give you a way to bootstrap MSI installers,
okay.
things like that. So we know a lot of folks want to deploy things, say, from the, is it the web? Web PI, right?
Yep.
So we'll give you a way to make, you know, installation of things from WebPI pretty easy. As part of that, you might want to, for instance, install PHP or IIS
sure.
or something like that. And we're certainly going to make it really simple to install roles in Windows
okay.
itself. So file services, IIS, ASP.NET,
right.
everything like that.
Now, obviously, you know, this is a lot. You said 80% here, right? Now, one of the things we have, obviously, with Windows Azure is Linux VMs as well.
Yeah.
And that requires not a
right.
you know, small amount of configuration. Will you guys facilitate being able to configure that sort of stuff?
We will eventually. Right now, I'll be clear, this is for Windows only at this point. We've really been focused on the Windows side of the house. We know with Linux VMs, we have a little more work to do because there's SSH, Bash, and just a few other things. We're probably going to go with something where like similar to Ansible. We might use Ansible as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
But we will support Linux VMs. And we'll give you a way to have a kind of a seamless experience there. Now, the back-end provisioning technology won't be the same, obviously.
Sure.
But we'll go with something that is a little more proven and works well with Linux VMs. And right now, we're kind of leaning towards Ansible as the solution
okay.
for that. Yeah.
But from a template perspective, a lot of it's going to be, you know,
it'll be
much
very
the same.
Close.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the Windows Azure template, it'll look pretty darn close.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that whole second but very important step of what do you want on the VM
right.
and how do these things communicate with each other that we're obviously going to have to use a different technology.
Sure.
So
makes sense.
Yeah. Like I said, we'll have links here after the show, but it's brewmaster.addcloud.com.
Great.
Sign up, go ahead, deploy, take a look at it, and then we'll keep posting things to our DD blog, but we'll also have pre-releases and releases of the template SDK coming forward and kind of show how that shapes up over the next 2 to 3 months.
Great. Well, that's awesome. This is really good stuff. Appreciate you coming out to show us.
Absolutely.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. As always, you know, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Ryan, do you have a Twitter profile you want or a Twitter handle?
As with everything for me, it's D-U-N-N-R-Y. We'll have that somewhere, I'm sure, on the show.
I think
Bob can probably put that out there.
I think we'll handle it, yes.
If it's a flaming logo or something like that to denote its awesomeness, I wouldn't be sad.
Well, let's see what we can do.
Okay, thank you.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in, and look forward to next episode.
Okay, thank you.